This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Delays and cancellations are now facing transportation projects on the Central Coast. Following word this month, the state of California is making even deeper cuts to planned projects. These include Amtrak's proposed Coast Daylight with service between San Luis Obispo and the Bay Area, as well as numerous highway and bicycle improvements. San Luis Obispo County alone is losing more than $45 million in transportation money. The drop represents the largest statewide transportation funding reduction in 20 years. The problem is the state just isn't collecting gas tax revenues at the rate it used to for various reasons. James Wortley is the planning director for the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, or SLOCOG, and says he has been expecting this scenario for a while, but says the cuts still hurt.
These cuts are significant. These cuts are also in addition to and on top of the cuts that the state gave to our county in the last 6 months.
SLOCOG is hoping to take the transportation funding issue to voters this November with a half-cent sales tax. The money raised would make up for the state cuts and turn the area into what is referred to as a self-help county. Funding for the Amtrak commuter train, however, is not part of the plan. Other counties throughout the state are seriously considering the same approach, including Monterey, San Benito, Santa Cruz, and Ventura counties. Santa Barbara County is already a self-help county and has been for a couple of decades. Randall White, KCBX News.